Jim Brough here, and welcome to Day 16, Life is a Highway. For this training, you're going to use a deep breath. So get in a comfortable position. And you can close your eyes on down now, or close them later when it makes sense. And begin to enjoy nice deep breaths in through the nose, out through the nose. And enjoy those breaths at a pace and a depth that's right for you now. Feel the air as it goes in through your nose and out through your nose, filling your sinus cavities, feel it in the back of your throat. Feel your lungs as they expand and contract. Feel your belly as it rises and falls. And allow your mind to drift. Maybe to a place and a time where nothing was required of you. There was nowhere to go. Nothing to do. No one needed your help or attention. Maybe it was a time where you were in bed and you didn't have to get up yet. You remember those times where you may fall asleep and dream and then wake up and then fall back to sleep and continue the dream. Or maybe you're just relaxing outside. When you feel very relaxed, you can look at things in a different way. As your breath slows down, you know your blood pressure lowers. Your brain waves slow down. And it's very easy to connect with a different part of you and have some distance from that normal busyness. Many people I coach tell me they're very good at going from 0 to 100 and really lousy at going from 100 to 0. It's nice to be able to relax. And nowadays, if you want to go somewhere, you use your GPS. Or satellite navigation, sat-nav. When I was growing up, you used a map. And it was very easy to just keep going in the same direction, because it's the way you knew. Nowadays, there can be multiple routes to the same destination based on traffic, accidents. But in the past, you would just go based on the route you knew. My wife and I both went to undergraduate school in Binghamton, New York. I lived in Rochester, upstate, and she lived in Manhattan. And Manhattan was about a 3 to 3.5 hour drive from Binghamton. And we always used to go Route 17. And it was a 2-lane highway at times. It was very picturesque. But especially in the fall, there'd be deer, and if there was ever an accident, you just got delayed for hours. But we kept going that route because we thought it was the best way. It was the only way we knew. One point, we got a map. And yeah, go 17 east down the Tappan Zee Bridge and enter Manhattan from the north. And I don't know exactly why, and I don't remember exactly when, but we looked for a new way, a better way, a different route. And we discovered that right at that point where you could go 17 east, you could go 81 south. And then 80 east to 380 east to 95 east, get on the George Washington Bridge, and then down Riverside Highway. It saved about 45 minutes. It's a much better route, much quicker route. And as you can imagine, after a while, we never went down Route 17 again. It wouldn't make sense to go down that old route. The new route was so much better. Now allow your mind to drift to a path, a route, a routine, a habit, a pattern of behavior that you have, that you want to change. Maybe someone told you that this was the route, this was the pattern, this is the way. Or maybe you just picked it up from watching them. Just like if you were in a car and one or both of your parents drove a certain way, well, it would make sense for you to go that same way. You assumed that that was the way to go. And imagine that old path, that routine, that route you've been traveling down for years, maybe even decades. Is like a 7-lane superhighway, because that's how our brains work. Those neural connections, those synapses are stronger, more connected. It's easier if we don't have to think about it, we just do it. But at some point, and you might even not remember when, and you might not recall exactly why, that old route just doesn't seem to be the right one anymore. Maybe it gets you there quickly, but there's a lot of problems with that old route, that old pattern. And sometimes you choose a new route because you look for one, and sometimes it's forced upon you. And you can imagine going down a 7-lane superhighway, going very, very fast. You don't think about it, you just go on it. But then up ahead, you notice a Department of Transportation truck, the ones with the arrows made out of light bulbs. And the 7th lane is closing. And now you have to merge. And everything slows down. But after a bit, you merge. And then up ahead, you see another truck with that yellow light arrow. Merge again. And you go down from 7 to 6 to 5 lanes, and it's much slower now, and you're starting to wonder, is there a better way? even though you've been going down this 7-lane superhighway for so many years, maybe even decades, you start to wonder, is there a better way? Is there a different way? And now up ahead you see concrete barriers and orange signs and construction. And that highway that was 7 lanes goes down to 6 lanes, down to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. As you can imagine, the traffic is at a standstill. It's completely stopped. And at that point, you promise yourself, I have to find a different way. This way doesn't work anymore. I have to find a different way. And you look off and you see an exit to the right. And you go off on the shoulder. And you feel so excited to make new progress going down a new route. And you get off at that exit. And you make a left to go forward. And you might go slowly at first because it's new and it's a 1-lane highway. And because it's new, you go slowly. You're learning. You're learning this new route. Maybe there's a turn up ahead. And then you get more and more comfortable, and then that 1 lane expands to 2 lanes as you get more and more comfortable. And then pretty soon, 2 becomes 3. And you can see yourself moving forward on that new pathway, that new route. And 3 becomes 4. And then 5, just like your 5 senses. And you can imagine yourself how it feels to go down that new path, what it looks like, what you see as you go down that new path. You can even hear the sounds of going down that new path, maybe even smell something different, maybe even taste something as you go down that new path. And then it expands to 6 lanes because there's a 6th sense now that you're on the right path. Now it seems to be right, and you feel something in your heart, and you feel something in your gut. And then it expands to that 7-lane highway, and now you have a new pattern, a new route. And you can look back every once in a while up at that old highway that's down to 1 lane. There's construction all over the place. Everything's just stopped. It's not moving at all. And you never want to go back there. Why would you? Doesn't make sense. Even though you went down that path, that route, for a long time, you wouldn't even think about going down that route now. It just doesn't make sense. You found a new way, a better way. I haven't been on Route 17 in decades. It's probably still there as far as I know. Never been on it. Doesn't make sense to go back. What's that new path for you? How does it feel? What do you see, or what do you look like on that new path? What do you hear? What do you smell? What do you taste? Sometimes you'll know a new path because your gut aligns with that path, or your heart aligns with that path. Or maybe there's something much bigger than you. Now allow yourself to take whatever learning and insight and awareness and connections that you've made, knowing what that old path was for you. And there's no need to go down that old path anymore, and what that new path is for you, what that new route is for you now. And the more you know what it feels like, what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it might even taste and smell like, the faster you'll go down this new path. Now, with whatever insights and awareness and connections that you've made, allow them to stay with you. They can be at both a conscious level and an unconscious level. Just like when you're driving, you do a lot of things that at first were very conscious. You paid attention when you started to drive. Then after a while, you do things without even thinking. And now allow yourself to come back to this time, this place, with whatever insights and awareness that make sense for you. And then take 2 or 3 easy breaths. And then open your eyes when you're ready. Great training today. That's day 16. Life is a highway. And I'll see you back here in the Mind Gym for day 17.